Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Just want to pray for those of you who are struggling with your health or anxiety in particular, or have health issues because of anxiety. I may actually resemble that myself, so let's pray. Jesus, I lift up those people who are worried and stressed and running to other things, or maybe just hurting, their bodies hurting because of their stress. I pray a lifting today. I pray your Holy Spirit would bring peace to their whole body. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, today we're in Mark chapter 8, verses 22 through 38, which will conclude Mark chapter 8 in the World English Bible. And this is what it says. Jesus came to Bethsaida. They brought a blind man to him and begged him to touch him. He took hold of the blind man by the hand and brought him out of the village. When he had spat on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked if he saw anything. He looked up and said, "I see men, for I see them like trees walking." Then again, Jesus laid his hands on his eyes. He looked intently and was restored and saw everyone clearly. He sent him away to his house, saying, "Don't enter into the village, nor tell anyone in the village." Jesus went out with his disciples into the villages of Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" They told him, "John the Baptizer, and others say Elijah, but others one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." He commanded them that they should tell no one about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke to them openly. Peter took him and began to rebuke him, but he, Jesus, turning around, seeing his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you have in mind not the things of God, but the things of men." Jesus called the multitude to himself with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, and whoever will lose his life for my sake and for the sake of the good news will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what will a man give in exchange for his life? For whoever will be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there's a lot going on in this story, and the first part I see is just this one instance, actually, Lord, in the scripture where healing is not instant. It is takes some time, actually, and it was a two-step process instead of an instant process, and that encourages me because my healing of hard things in the past, I wish it had been instant. There's many times I wish it had been instant. There are many times I was crying on my bed asking God to please, please, please heal me now. But this scripture reminds us that sometimes healing is gradual and it takes time. And so, Lord, give us the patience necessary as we walk this pathway of healing, knowing that sometimes for our own good, because you know what is best for us, you bring healing in little chunks and not all at once. You knew that we couldn't handle it. And so thank you for that, just that little takeaway from that story. And Lord, look, I'm so grateful for Peter's proclamation here, but it just shows that he kind of gets it, but doesn't get it. He understands that you are the Christ, but he understands the Christ as one who doesn't suffer, the Christ as victorious, the Messiah as the one who is the conquering king. He cannot conceive of a Christ that suffers and dies for the people. And his solution is just, okay, avoid it. Don't do it. You're speaking the wrong words. And you tell him to get behind him, Satan, because Satan wants the easy way out. Satan wanted to convince you to not do the very thing that would save humanity. And so the easy way out, Lord, that is a good thing for me to hear today, because before me often there are these choices of the hard way through or the easy way through. And I often take the easy way through. So I pray you give us strength today to make the harder choices and to suffer by taking up our cross daily and following you. Teach us what that means today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm so grateful for you. If you would continue to pray for the podcast, that would be great. Particularly pray for Kristen. She wears a lot of hats. She's not only my assistant, but the assistant of others. And she's also publishing books. She's a novelist. And pray for William as he works through his health issues. And pray for me. We're just going through a lot here in Texas. And I would just appreciate prayer for breakthrough. Thanks so much and have a great day.